'Tis sweet and commendable in your nature, Hamlet, to give these morning duties to your father. But you must know, your father lost a father, and that father lost his, and the survivor bound in filial obligation for some time to do obsequious sorrow. But to persevere in obstinate condolement is a course of impious stubbornness. 'Tis unmanly grief. It shows a will most incorrect to heaven. A heart unfortified, a mind impatient, an understanding simple and unschooled. For what we know must be, and is as common as any the most vulgar thing to sense. Why should we, in our peevish opposition, take it to heart? Fie, 'tis a fault of heaven, a fault against the dead, a fault to nature, to reason most absurd, whose common theme is death of fathers, and who still hath cried from the first course till he that died today. This must be so. And we pray you, throw to earth this unprevailing woe, and think of us as of a father. For let the world take note, you are the most immediate to our throne. And with no less nobility of love than that which dearest father bears his son, do I impart toward you. For your intent in going back to school in Wittenberg, it is most retrograde to our desire. We beseech you, beg you to remain here, in the cheer and comfort of our eye, our chiefest courtier, cousin, and our son.
Well, that was a little reading from a good old play called Hamlet by the good old William Shakespeare. Yes, you know the Shakespeare. So a few things about Shakespeare. First of all, that passage I just read is a little monologue by King Claudius, who is Hamlet's uncle that killed his father. Well, first of all, spoiler alert for something that happened hundreds of years ago, okay? So if you haven't read it or haven't seen Hamlet or whatever, that's Jingle Bell. I'm sorry. Jingle Bell again. If that hasn't happened and you don't want me to spoil it, which, by the way, this happens pretty much in the beginning of the play, well, go read it, or go watch it. Go. There's a couple of movies. There's a Kenneth Branagh Hamlet, and there's one where Mel Gibson plays Hamlet. And I think there might be another one, but I don't remember. So, be warned, spoiler. So, the passage I'm reading, King Claudius is telling Hamlet that it's nice that he's grieving for his dad, that, you know, he just kind of died. Which, by the way, murdered by the one who's telling him, you know, it's nice that you're, you know, grieving over your dad, but, you know, you don't need to drag it on for too long, because he's basically telling him you're a loser if you do that for too long, and he gives him a bunch of reasons for it, pretty much calls him, unmanly and other stuff, which, you know, you might have, you listen to it, you pretty much can get the gist, So this guy who killed his dad, to he himself become king, and not only that, marry his mom, he's telling him, oh, look, see this kingdom? After I die, you're the one in line. So how about you let me be your kind? He's pretty much telling him, let me be your dad, in a way, you know? Let me bestow upon you this, this honor of honoring you about it, so you can, you know, be this, you know, second in line to the throne. And and the other part is he's pretty okay. And the other part is, like, he's telling him don't go to study in Denmark. That's what he's saying. So this is one of the first scenes in the play. And now I just wanted to explain a little bit of that. Now the second thing I wanted to talk about is this. A little bit of hollow history, if you will. This was the play that actually made me want to, you know, do comedy and act and all that sort of stuff. And you may be thinking, well, wasn't Hamlet a tragedy? Yes. So here's the thing. Let me take a sip of my my little green smoothie. And so yes, Hamlet is a tragedy. There are some funny moments in there, but in the end, it is a tragedy. But the reason it inspired me to follow my comedy and all acting and all that sort of stuff is because when I did this play in school, I wanted to be Hamlet. I wanted to be the lead. Because, you know, me. I want to be the lead. I want to be the attention of... I want to be in everybody's attention. I'm the most important person in the room. That's how I saw it back then, right? And, but my teacher, who I will forever be in her debt, because, you know, she was the one who knew this and did this. Miss Ball, if you're out there, Miss Ball, hello, salute you. Yes, thank you for, you're awesome. And, so... I was a little frustrated because that had happened, that she'd given me Claudius, which was essentially the second lead in the play. And so I'm like, I didn't realize. I just wanted to be the actual lead. The play is named Hamlet. It's not named Claudius. It's named Hamlet. So that's what I wanted to be. Someone had a ginormous ego even back then, right? Second sip of my green smoothie. I'm going to be doing this the whole time, people. So, I was a little, you know, annoyed with this. And But, you know, hindsight is 20/20. I now know that what she did was the right thing. But at the time, I was just annoyed with her. Not with her, just with the fact that I... Because I always thought this teacher was awesome. But I was annoyed at the fact that I wanted to be the lead. So, having that in my mind, I'm like, you know, fuck it. I'll just do whatever. And she said, have fun with it. So, I'm like, okay, I'll have fun with this. So, I there was, like, this little prop chest, if you will. It wasn't a chest. It was a little bigger. It was, like, a little, I guess it was, like, three times the size of a chest, right? Like, a normal chest. And there were, like, props for you know, school plays and stuff like that. You know, this wasn't like a play in front of the whole school. This was just a play in front of the class. So, we were doing that, and there was this Garfield blanket that says Cool Cat. And he was, like, he had, like, sunglasses or something. I don't know, whatever it was. So, I just put this as my cape. And then there was a crown, and then there was a sword. So I grabbed the sword, I grabbed the crown, and then I put that on. So I was Claudius the Cool Cat. Now, the reason it was funny is because I just played it goofy. Because I'm a goofy guy, right? So, in doing that, like, I didn't realize what I was doing. I was just having fun with it because I'm like, okay, since we're here, let's just go all out, right? And with that, that ended up with me getting a lot of laughs during the play. And getting those laughs is the first time in my life up until then that I, oh my God, I have got to do this. And that's when I knew I had to pursue this. So I was 12 years old, if I remember correctly. And this feeling in my solar plexus, you know, the belly where the navel is and all that, and solar plexus, like, it's right above. If you know what the solar plexus is, you know what it is. If you don't know what it is, it's right above the belly button, just right above, like, kind of where the belly button is, but just is not so much. And so it's like between the belly button and where the rib cage begins, but, you know, not the sides, just the middle. You know how the middle is divided by the lungs and all that. So, of course, the middle. So it's kind of between there. And there was this feeling in my solar plexus that I'd never felt before. So that was like a light bulb ringing. And that's how I knew that I wanted to do this. So here you go. Since I was 12, I've known I wanted to do this. And it took a while, but I got here. So I'm doing it, baby. I'm doing it. Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. I also want to do some readings of course, that was probably a mediocre at best reading of Claudius. I didn't prepare it too much, but I tried, you know, I worked a little at it a little bit, you know. I did it for like 30 minutes before I did it, so, you know, it's all right. But I want to do some readings for you in the future, you know, things that are important to me, things that I find interesting, whatever, and then maybe I can talk about it for a little bit, and then, you know, jump into the rest of the show, as usual. As usual. So, you know, we're in L.A., it's been raining a little bit, and for those of you that don't know, it doesn't really rain in Los Angeles pretty much at all, you know, but it's been raining the past year, rained a bunch, and in L.A. terms. But it, for the first time, and I think since my whole time that I've lived here, it rained nonstop for 4 days. I mean, there was like periods here and there, but it rained for 4 days since Monday until today. And today was the last day, according to the weather app. And so we'll see you tomorrow. But today was the last day, and I actually woke up a little cranky today. I wasn't feeling too hot. And I had to go, you know, obviously take the dog out and all that sort of stuff. But I figured, okay, if we're gonna go out, baby, let's just go. Because my wife, had to go. She had to go early to do some work event thing. And so I figured, okay, I'm gonna take the dog out a little early. Because usually I take her out to pee and poop at 7. And then I bring her back in. I make a bunch of stuff for breakfast. And then I took her out for a walk at 8. But I waited a little bit, around maybe 7:20, 7:30-ish. And I'm like, okay, I'll just take you out. And then we just walk immediately. So that's what I did. And so we did that. And we actually had a great time. What am I bitching about? Why am I cranky? So we got to that. And, you know, I had fun in the rain. It was the last day of rain, and you jumped in puddles and stuff, you know? Like, when was the last time you jumped into a puddle and enjoyed yourself like that, like a little kid? So I did that. I enjoyed myself. I had a great time, you know, because girls just want to have fun, and boys, whatever, however the song goes, everybody just wants to have fun, goddammit. So that's what I did. I had some fun, people, and I implore you to go do that. Go have some fun, goddammit. Go do that. Go. Have some fun. Enjoy yourself, people. It is Christmas every day. And I'm going to leave you with that, people. Let me explain the show. This is Forgive and Forget. If you've, you know, stayed up until this point. And I'm introducing the show at the end. So that's the new tradition. Introduction at the end. So it's Forgive and Forget. I hope you all had fun with it. I hope you enjoyed my little tidbits. And my little history over here and there. And, you know, talk to you later next week, you cunts. Bye-bye.